chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
So for the last 4 weeks on the front of your bulletin, it has said, "Jesus, the light of the world," right? It's been on the screen, it's been on your bulletin, it's arrived in your email a few times, and some of you might wonder what exactly I mean by that, or think that's quite a big promise or a big title. And I believe it is. Let us pray. Prince of Peace, come to us this day. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. So for the last 4 weeks, we've lit the Advent candles, which is our custom. We've lit them to help prepare our hearts and our minds for the coming of Christ and for Christmas, to prepare us for this day. We lit the candle of hope, hoping that suffering would end and that the light of Christ would overcome the darkness of this world. We lit the candle of love, which I always thought was the pink candle, but it wasn't. Yeah, I know, right? But we lit the blue candle of love, recognizing that when life feels dark, or that the darkness of the world feels like it's overcoming us or surrounds us, that we can still rest in God, right? Brought to us by Jesus. We lit the candle of joy, the pink candle, knowing that far too often fear tries to get in the way of our joy or steals our joy before we even experience it. Fear tries to appear stronger, and it always feels stronger in the dark of the night or in the unknown. Lastly, we lit our candle of peace, knowing that even though we don't live in a world of peace this day, that we have pain and disturbances around us all the time, we still long for a time when we will care well for each other. Today, we lit the Christ candle. It was carried in from the world and brought to this place, as we heard from John's gospel, the reminder that the light of Christ was here long before us, even long before Jesus. The light of the world has been shining in the darkness. As a people who believe in the power and the truth of God, we've gathered today in the light to experience the light of Christ. We're not in Bethlehem, Thank goodness, right? We're not gathered with the shepherds in a manger. We don't see angels over yonder singing, right? If you do, please let me know. Right, but the voices that they bring, the songs that they share with us, their message sticks with us. That Christ is born. Hallelujah, right? So today we gather in this place to remember that we have been ignited by or lit up by or have been blessed by Jesus' story in some way. And so we come here to celebrate. We come with different backstories, and we will all go out to various places in this world after today, but in this place, what unites us is not just that it makes people happy to sit next to us in church, right? But what unites us is that we're beloved children of God, and that we have been invited to be together. Each week that we've talked about darkness, the days have gotten darker, right? Until Thursday, when we had our longest night, right? Then the sun started waking up Friday morning just a little bit earlier and going to bed just a little bit later. The stretch of the long darkness will soon be over, and we will get to be more in the light. So I think it's fitting that we get to celebrate Jesus, the light in the darkness. Now, I lost it. Everybody got one of these? Don't worry, we're not going to light it yet. If you don't have one, there'll be a minute to get one, right? So this candle that we'll put in our hand today, it's fun, right? And it's fun to share the light and to sing the song Silent Night. But it's also a reminder to us that we are bearers of the light, that we are the ones who are supposed to carry the light out into the world. If you want to think for a moment about the Holy Spirit sitting in the lights of the candles on the altar each week, or the light of Christ over here, that candle would be a big one. If I assigned you to carry that with you for the rest of your day, lit and not spilling wax all over wherever you go, that might be a bit of a challenge, huh? If I gave you this one with a nice protector thing for your hand and such, you could do it for a while, I'm sure. And I bet I could find someone who I could double dog dare to do it, and they would. Right? But it's just a reminder to us that we're supposed to carry the light. So if not in our hands on this candle, then where? In our hearts. Right? And we're supposed to be people who carry the light in such a way that when people look through us like we're a window, when they see our actions, our words, or our deeds, when they experience life with us, that they actually see Christ through us. We are called to be windows to Christ, to let the light be in us and to learn about the light and to make sure that we understand who Jesus was as the one true light so that we can act in a way that glorifies God. So as you and I celebrate Christmas this year, as we remember the story of Jesus' birth and consider how it can change us and be with us and how God can be with us here and out there, I would invite you to think of what part of the story that Susan shared with us or the birth narrative that you know, the Christmas story that you know, what part of that story can you resonate with this year? Maybe you're like the grumpy innkeeper who says, there is no room. That's okay. I would prefer if you would consider maybe being the one that showed hospitality even in the midst of feeling overwhelmed, right? There's got to be some place to offer, right? Maybe you resonate more with the shepherd out there just doing your thing, right? Just serving God, doing what's asked of you, and being available if so called. Maybe you're like the angels. You sing like the choir or the faithful men, right? And you can let that voice that God has given you share the glory and love of God with others. I hope you do. Yeah, wherever you fit in that story, you might, nope, not going to do it. Our house, we sing a lot about the friendly beasts, but I'm not going to invite you to be like one of them. No. But I would like you to think about how you fit into the story, how you can be one that hears the message of do not be afraid, and really, really believe it. Believe that you can carry the light into the world and not be afraid, because Jesus is the light. Your light may flicker, it may shimmer, it may shine, it may glisten, it might be weak at times. But remember that the light within you has been around since the very beginning, and it has never gone out, and it will never go out, and it will shine no matter what or who looks at it. It'll shine even when you don't want others to see it shining. And so in the midst of the darkness, I pray that you feel the light this day, that you remember that you are not alone, and in the words of John, and that the darkness cannot overcome you. May you live in the light and life of Christ this day and always. Amen.